T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Join 560 WQM this Saturday at 3:30 for the Canes postgame show, live from Shuckers Waterfront Bar and Grill in North Bay Village. They'll have all the big games on Saturdays and Sundays. Shuckers with the best waterfront views in Miami. Later on in the show, Hollywood's going to have a $50 gift card for Shuckers that he'll be giving away later on this program. Today, he'll be doing the postgame show.
Somebody can come see Hollywood and have $50 free dollars to spend some.
Well, we're actually going to pay someone $50 to go see Hollywood. That's what we're doing, really.
All right. Just so, hey, Hollywood, listen, I wouldn't usually come to see you, Hollywood, but here's, you know.
$50 seems low to come see me, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean.
No, you're a lot more valuable.
I figure I got to get
some. I'll tell you, really valuable first, when you're in good mood. Then you're really valuable.
Well, I'm in a good mood today, Joe. 7:40, we do the headlines. We'll give away that gift card, yeah. Right?
Oh, look at that.
Does that work?
Nice tease.
Yeah, that's good, good job. It's a nice thing. Anytime you're giving away freebies like that,
right.
That has value. Food and alcohol have value.
Correct.
Great value.
Great value. Yeah.
Hey, so Monday Night Football last night, if you just see the score and Mason Crosby kicks a last-second field goal, chip shot, basically an extra point, old extra point, 23-22 win, you're going, wow, must have been a great game if you didn't see it. But then you're going to hear the whining and complaining about bad officiating. And by the way, it was bad. It was bad. And now we got offensive linemen that have figured out how to flop. Now, you're going, how does an offensive lineman? Now, I know about basketball flopping. How does an offensive lineman flop? Put that head, a defensive lineman, put that hand up close to that helmet, and you just whip that neck back and that head back like you can't get your head up, and they'll call it every time. They see that, and you're good to go. Trey Flowers had it happen to him, defensive end for the Lions last night.
Third down twice, by the way, also.
And it gives – one of the best quarterbacks, fresh downs, and of course they march right down, get that chip shot, and win the game. So we got a problem, and believe it or not, I don't blame the officials completely. They just keep adding all this stuff to the rule book, and it's not their fault. The Rules and Competition Committee, to justify why they're there every offseason, come up with more dumbass stuff. And
I've fixed the game.
So I've said this for years now when it comes to the offensive and defensive lines, and it comes to running routes with offensive pass interference or defensive pass interference, you can call it on every play. You can call it on every play. So now you have a review. Now the coaches are upset that the reviews never work. The challenge never works. They throw it and they go, nope. What the hell? Look how bad it is. He's mugging them. No. It's not that bad. Not that bad. They're both, you know, I mean. So now we got coaches coming out going, well, I don't know what. I think pass interference, I totally disagree with Mike Florio. Pass interference is a mess. And all they're worried about, and they should just come out and go, if it's not blatant, super blatant, like it was in the NFC Championship game with the Saints and Rams, if it's not that bad, we're not going to call it. So we're going to send you that play so you can all see it, and we'll remind you before every game. If you just see a guy getting wrapped around, or, you know, you see him wrap the guy up and you know, block him, and he can't get his arms up to catch the ball, we're not going to call that. You know, you got to lift weights. You got to get stronger. I don't know, man. It's
unfixable. That's the problem. You really can't fix something like that.
You can't blame the officials.
No, because it can be called on every play. You said it. It's not a play where it's a blatant hands to the face. Where okay, look at the tape. His hand was in his mask. That is a penalty. This could be 5 yards downfield, 18 yards downfield, all the way downfield. It could be anything that happens, and it could be pass interference on every call. If you really nitpick, if you really go through every single pass downfield, you probably go, oh, you know what? Right there, actually, could be called. Oh. Right there can be called. Ooh, that could be offensive. Look what he did there with his hands. It can be done on every play. It's so objective, and they try to fix it, and you can't. That's the problem, of course. And I was an advocate for it. Yeah, let them throw flags. It could be a Hail Mary at the end of the game, whatever the case may be. It's a disaster.
It's got 1 year written all over it, this pass interference thing. As soon as they went there, because the Saints were crying between their coach and their owner.
And their
they
fans.
They whined and cried and bawled. Well, nobody's listening to fans. There's guys making the decision in those meetings in the off season. So you get this, and then you add the stuff that happened last night with hands to the face that wasn't hands to the face. It was hands to the shoulder pads. And you've got people complaining, especially on crucial third down situations. Stops are hard to get in this offensive game of football in most cities. And it just – you get into these situations. So I don't blame the officials, but it looks bad. It looks really bad in a game that, you know, again, you can call penalties on every play. Whether it's inside or outside, there's always something going on. But you end up calling flags, and we end up getting 10 or 11 by one team, 7 or 8. It's just – it's bad. And then the timing of them, of course, late in the game. Now, saying all that, there's going to be other people, and you're not wrong, going to go, wait a second. Lions didn't get screwed. They kick 5 field goals. Score in the red zone. When you get inside the 10, score a touchdown instead of kicking field goals.
Well, that can be thrown out there also.
5 for 5 on field goals and only one touchdown last night. Packers had a chance early in that game to go up by 3 touchdowns. They really did. And put that thing away, and because I thought, man, they're just controlling the hell out of this game. And Green Bay turns the ball over 3 times. It was just, but you kick field goals and you don't score in the red zone, then this is what happens. And how many times you watch your team have an 80-something yard drive and kick a field goal? Mm. So frustrating.
Yeah.
March right down the field, get inside the 15-yard line, the 10-yard line, the 18-yard line, and you have to settle for a chip shot field goal, 3-0. You're going, damn, we just went on an 8-minute drive, and we got 3 stinking points to show for it. And that kind of happened last night. Packers had to be looking and going, damn, we should be up a lot more than this. And sure enough, a little help from the penalties last night, and Aaron Rodgers brought that team back, and they end up winning last night.
You never want to give the good quarterbacks 22. A chance. That's the difference. And when you have a chance to kind of put your foot on the throat of one of these teams, yeah, which they did last night, like you said, 3 really good drives by the Lions to start that game, 2 field goals and a touchdown. Like, get another score in the end zone, different game. Like you said, different game. You're up 17-0 instead of 13-0. It's a different ball game.
My mindset when I watch a game, if it's 13-0, like we're still fine. We're 2 scores behind.
Right.
All of a sudden, you go up 17.
It's a different
and
story.
You're going, now they need 3 scores to beat us. We're okay. So that's what happened last night. I just wonder if everybody else, is it just me? And sometimes you watch too many games and you see those stinking red and yellow flags, and I just is officiating that bad right now in the NFL? 56022. Do you watch the games and watch your favorite team, and you know, we're all sensitive when it goes against our team and we think it's a bad call.
But I think in general, the NFL fan today, whether your team is 5-1 like the Packers or 0-5 like the Dolphins, if you just asked by watching football games today, what do you think about the officiating, you're saying it's much worse than it's been. It just seems much worse.
Well, I feel like we do this probably every year, and we do it. The NBA goes through the whole thing too. We get the NBA, and they got their problems. Baseball. They bitch about strike zones, right?
Everyone's got their own, right?
So anyway, I just last night watching that. So I felt for Detroit, but at the end of the night, and not just blaming officiating, which helped, Lions got nobody to blame but themselves. 5 field goals and 1 touchdown. If I tell you that, you're probably going, oh, you lost, didn't you? You go, yeah. 5 field goals, and a lot of those are inside the red zone last night. Inside the red zone, man, means green zone. Score, not get stopped. Score. And it just didn't happen. Anyway, we got all kinds of stuff. Busy night. One of the few nights in sports where all 4 sports play at the same time.
Great
only happens
sports.
Yeah. Only happens for a short period of time where you got them all playing at the same time. Preseason basketball in the NBA, although that'll be starting up here for real in just a few days. We'll be talking about that starting up. Panthers with a nice comeback win last night, and the Nationals playing against the Cardinals, go up 3-0 in that series. Got a doubleheader for you baseball junkies tonight. So anyway, we'll have all that stuff. And, of course, LeBron, everybody's been waiting for how LeBron was going to respond to the whole thing in China. And he choked. He just choked. Why can't a player just come out, Zach? Why can't an NBA player or coach or owner just come out and say, we need to shut our mouth and take all the damn money we're making in China? We don't care about their government. We just want the money.
Because they don't want to
look greedy. That's what corporations are doing. They should do the same thing.
They don't want to be the greedy
guy. Listen, man, whatever you guys are doing to your people, that's your business. Just make sure you love the NBA. It's fantastic, and we can make a lot of money. Not only teams, but individually. You sure are selling a lot of our shoes, and our restaurants look good over here, too. How's our food? That's all. Don't come out and say,
nice.
Daryl Morey's not educated or misinformed. Mm. You don't have to say that.
Well, tell us more,
just
LeBron.
Say he screwed up. Hey, Daryl, shut up. We're making a lot of money. Don't screw it up, bro. Take the money. Just do it. We don't see anything else. We want to bitch. We'll bitch in this country about things going on here. China, we love you. Woo! We love you, baby. That's all. Didn't that sound better?
It's all about the mighty dollar.
I would just
always have
I would have more respect for LeBron instead of that, not, you know, more he's not educated or misinformed. Just come out and say, hey, man, we need to all shut up. We're making a lot of money over there. I know I am. And we all are, actually.
Can you imagine if you really did say that? I'd love that.
But it would be the truth.
I know that, but you can't do that. You
can't basically what he said, though.
They can't like everything that's going on over there. Nobody can.
No, but they love the dollar.
Hell, we treat our people like, come on.
I know.
What it would be like. Anyway, I just thought, would you guys, if he just did, say, listen, man, we're making a lot of money over there. We need to all shut up.
A little truth.
Owners, front office, coaches and players, shut up, man. We're all making money. And the $4 billion coming out of China is paying a lot of our bills over here, especially for us that have big-ass shoe contracts with Nike and Adidas and Under Armour. They're selling the hell out of them over there. Right, Steph? Right on, LeBron. Don't say nothing, man. We'll take a quick break. We got a lot more stuff to get to.
Join Hawk and Crowder this Thursday as they broadcast live 2 to 6 p.m. at Offerdahl's Off the Grill on Los Olas Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, where you can enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner off the grill and a chance to win VIP tickets to the Walgreens Gridiron Grill Off. That's coming up. But this Thursday, October 17th, Hawk and Crowder live broadcast Offerdahl's Off the Grill in Los Olas Boulevard.
All right. Sounds good. John Offerdahl, one of our favorite dudes, tackling machine in his day. But
his big event's coming up. I believe it's in November.
The Bagel King, man. God. What a
Bagel King turned off the grill king at this point.
I think I drive nuts. I've asked him.
Well, every time we have him on, the bagels.
We're on a cruise together. I say, John, listen, it's just us, and we're having drinks.
How much?
He was relaxing.
How much?
How much? From the wife. How much was that big check, man? Ah, Joe. Ah, come on, man. You don't ask somebody. You don't ask somebody how much they make. I'm just totally messing with them.
But you know it's got to be a nice big fat one if someone's humble about it. Because if it was anything
If
it was like a $2 million check, guy's like, hey, you know what? I turned that little bagel thing into $2 million, Joe.
A
lot more than that.
I still remember.
Let me get a dollar, John.
In the locker room, John Offerdahl says, hey, I came up. I've been working on something outside of football that I want to do in my career. I want you to try it. And he came in with these flavored bagels. So, you know, I'd been down here for a while. He came in from Michigan, and he was business. And I just said, hey, John, listen, man, it tastes good. It's not bad. I mean, I was hungry, and he's giving me something free. I said, but, John, I got to be honest with you, man. We got some folks down here that make some seriously really good bagels. There's folks that came from New York that know how to make bagels. So I'm just guessing, man, that the bagels probably.
You're probably in the wrong business.
Probably not a good idea. Yeah. And as you know, most of us that try to do a business on the side, we file bankruptcy. I mean, we don't do well. We lose money, John. We lose money. And you're a smart guy. and I think he got that from everybody. Everybody, John, don't do it, bro. We like you, man. But, hey, just play football, man. Make as much as you can and then go do something else. But don't do something that's going to cost you money. No, I think this is going to work. And he's laughing now.
Right. I was about to say.
But at least I'm honest. I go, yeah, John, I still remember telling you that was a dumbass idea.
Yeah. I wish you would have put a couple grand.
Somebody bought
that.
Your, yeah. What was it, Einstein Bagels bought
yes.
us?
Yeah. Yes.
Jeez.
But now he's kind of reestablished himself.
No, now he's
with
got
the grill.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, those restaurants are so good.
And they're packed.
We're regular over there. Yeah. We got regular. We got the healthy lunches coming in over there. Yeah, John went, John offered on. A beautiful wife, his, went healthy on us. Got real healthy with
their, bagels to that, right?
Zach, we got to switch over, man. This health thing is.
It's working, right?
Now everybody's doing it, and I'm trying.
Can we make like a healthy bagel? Like a healthy something? No.
Listen, I'm going to Buffalo this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think I'm thinking right now?
Anchor Bar.
I got a picture of Anchor Bar in my head I can't get rid of. Man. I still love going. And that place is going to be packed Saturday night.
Of course it is.
Like if you could own a restaurant, any restaurant.
Mm.
Now listen, Joe Stone Crab and some of those.
By the way, today's first day.
It is.
Joe's reopened.
Well, you can't go wrong.
It's the season.
That place.
It's on my calendar.
That place is like when people are coming there, that's the first restaurant that's brought up. Nothing against any other restaurants.
No.
But when somebody's coming down, I hear, hey, we're going to Joe Stone Crab, or hey, you think I can get into Joe? That's the first name that comes up.
It just is.
And it's not even close. And the hundreds of restaurants all over South Florida, it's the first name that pops up. It's not a shot at any other restaurant. But you go up there to Buffalo.
Anchor Bar. Yeah.
And you know what, Zach? On Saturday night, whether it's snowing, heavy rain, or hot, if you catch them early in the season, which we're usually not.
No,
as early as we've been a long time going up there. The crowd is unbelievable right out the door.
I can imagine.
And it's cold beer, and it's those chicken wings.
Yeah.
And you sit there, and whatever else, the fries or whatever else you got to get with it.
Some fries.
So, and, you know, you like them. Where it's got potential heartburn, where they're a little hot.
Right, a little.
Got a little tasty.
That's all you do is a little hot.
So, but that would be one restaurant if you were to go up there, and there's probably other places. But
if you're going to Buffalo, you're going
Anchor
to the
Bar's
Anchor
the original,
Bar.
No, man.
That's it. Like if you're going to, you know, every city sometimes has that place. Like you said, Joe's down here. Anchor Bar's just that place in Buffalo. If I was going to Buffalo for this game, or if I happen to be in Buffalo, if I didn't go to Anchor Bar, I'd be pissed off. I'd be pissed. How did I not go to Anchor Bar?
Right.
There's certain restaurants in certain cities.
You know that wherever there's a chicken wing place, it all started there.
Right.
No matter where you came from, and a great family, and one of Brew's original partners, their family came from Buffalo, brought the wings and things down here, and got it started. And now we got tons of great chicken wing places.
Right.
Because everybody's taking their own and
kind of doing their own.
Talking about
mix.
Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza.
Right, they do their
chicken
own
chicken wings. They've got their style.
Oven roasted, you know, onions.
Bo's got his. Brew's got his.
And they all have the signature wings, too, like their own kind of wing. Like Bo's got his own, too.
So
Brew did it. It's amazing how a lot of your teammates all have these great wing places. How does that happen?
It's because the story is unbelievable, and I'm bad with names, but Brew's partner was a big fan of the Dolphins and always around us, and ended up letting those guys kind of in and became a partner with Brew. And so he opened up all the stuff that the family brought from Buffalo down here, and a great family, wonderful family. Yeah, so the chicken wing.
That's it.
Anchor Bar.
That's it.
I'm already thinking about it.
I just got a random text from my buddy Izzy
never
who just said, why the hell would you be in Buffalo? Who just goes to Buffalo? He's right. Because I was like, yeah, if you're in that city. And he goes, what the hell are you doing in Buffalo?
Bills.
Right. It would just be for the Bills game. That's it.
Right.
I wouldn't, like, go there.
You know.
I'm not planning a trip to Buffalo.
Well, you
want to
hear,
something
embarrassing? There's been four or five different occasions through the years where there's been people up there that I know, and they go, hey, we're going to Niagara Falls. You want to go? And it's not that far. And I go, no, I'm not interested.
No. Nope.
But everybody says you got to see it.
All right.
So, has anybody seen Niagara Falls? Is it? I'm running out of time, man, to be honest.
Can I use that excuse
free
to go to Anchor Bar? I could use that excuse to get to Anchor
Bar. Well, you're not going to just go up there to eat chicken wings.
I don't know, maybe.
No. You got to do.
Niagara
Falls.
And then
if you were
going
wings. Up there, you'd have to, you know, maybe catch a game or go to Niagara Falls. Because they say it's unbelievable. But I've never gone. And everybody comes out and goes, man, that was unbelievable.
It is just like a waterfall, right? That's it.
Niagara you can Falls. Go bowling.
I could do that down
big
here.
Girls to dance with at night. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you can do to entertain yourself that I've done, by the way.
Well, I know you have. That's the difference. Remember, Richie used to say it was perfect for him because there's nothing to do there. He'd eat and he'd go home and practice. Perfect place for Richie Incognito.
Yeah. There's
Buffalo. You're right. That's
Very, by the way, the big girl thing, they're very sensitive.
Oh, they hate that. They hate that.
I'm not sure who started that.
I don't know. Channing used to say
and
it
the bowling thing, yeah. And, you know.
What's there to do there? Eat wings, dance.
So when you're out on a
bowl.
Saturday night, because the downtown they've really developed, it's not bad now. They're looking at all these people going, I ain't never going to Buffalo. Why the hell are you talking about Buffalo? You're right. You're right. I shouldn't be doing that. You're exactly right.
Wow, somebody texted an Anchor Bar is an overrated bleep hole.
It is.
Wow.
No, it is. Well. They say it's not even the best chicken wing in town. I know that, sir.
Really?
But you got to go. It's original.
Yeah, that's true.
It might be overrated. It might not even be as good as it used to be when it started, but it's the original, man. And those chicken wing joints are all over the place now.
Yeah.
They started it.
But I'd have to go there. I'd have to try it. I want to try it once. I'll have to get to a Buffalo game once.
But the people up there will tell you it's not the best place.
I know.
He's right, or she's right.
Yeah.
Whoever
texts that in.
Whoever's had a few chicken wings in their day.
Yeah. Someone said you got to get to the Canadian side of Niagara Falls. Much nicer.
Probably not going to happen. It's going to be limited space where I'm going. Limited
true.
Traveling from my hotel to getting up
there's
early.
There's an Anchor Bar in the Buffalo airport, someone said.
Didn't know that.
Wow.
Because I don't go through the airport.
That's a good point. That,
never seen that. Never seen that airport. Yeah. That bus goes right up to that plane. It's beautiful, man. Right up to that plane.
I like how people now are just comparing it to the wings down here. It's not better than Flanagan's wings. Someone just texted in. Now people are getting defensive.
Hey, by the way, what is great, though? Everybody's got chicken wings on their menu now.
Of course. If you can make a good chicken wing, you're going to make some money off it.
Everybody.
I know.
Everybody's got them, but I'm just going to original place. And I'm not saying they're the best, but you know how when you go to some place and you got it in your mind? Man, that was really good. And it might not have been really good, but you were like, man, I'm going – these are going to be so good because you've been thinking about them. Mm. You're hyped up in your brain about them, and you're going up there, and the guy's going, we're going for a nice steak dinner. You want to go? And you're going, no. I'm going to Anchor Bar. And then the other guys have gotten smart through the years and go, no, dude, if we're going to eat chicken wings, we're going to the best
other place.
That's really good.
They know
good.
It. They've scouted it.
They know.
Isn't that the same thing about going to the West Coast? You go to In-N-Out Burger? Like whether you have to just try it once when you're there?
See, I'm still trying to figure out if that In-N-Out Burger is as good.
I know.
And yet –
I loved it when I went,
now
but
my wife,
I don't know, you know.
My wife and I went out to see my parents, right? We go through Sacramento, and on the way I go, hey, just outside my hometown, there's a little bigger town. They got an In-N-Out Burger. She goes, let's go for one.
We got to try it.
Yeah. But I'm not sure. And it gets, by the way, great reviews, one of the best burgers in the country. But
I don't know if it's one of the
best
burgers
either,
in the country.
I don't know either, man.
I liked it, but.
I've had a lot of good ones down here. I just.
Right.
I don't know. Is the In-N-Out Burger overrated or not?
It's going to be blasphemy to a couple people. Some people are going to be like, what are you talking about? It is the best burger. I don't think it's the best burger.
But,
it's good. You guys are making me hungry.
So
us too, don't worry.
That's what we do.
I'm starving.
Trust me, 15, 20 years ago, we were talking about sex and hot babes. Now this is where we are.
My dating life. Yeah, that was our topic.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Bam, 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 bam.
All right, Hollywood. What do you got for us today, man?
Well, the good news, guys, is if you don't like the segment, we have a giveaway coming up at the end of it.
Oh, there you go. That'll keep people around.
So that'll keep people around. Exactly.
Might help.
So we started off here at Wheel of Fortune, guys. And whenever there's a good clip from these game shows, certainly like to get after it here. And, you know, in the beginning of the show when they ask the people to kind of tell a little bit about themselves?
Yeah, of course.
Listen to this here from Wheel of Fortune.
Hello, Blair. Hello. Blair Davis, Cardiff, California. You own the trucking business, it says here.
Small trucking business in San Diego.
Good for you. And talk about your family.
I've been trapped in a loveless marriage for the last 12 years to an old battle axe named Kim. She cursed my life with three stepchildren named Star, RJ, and Ryan, and I have one rotten grandson.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my
God.
I watched Wheel of Fortune, too. I didn't miss that one.
Wow.
Holy moly.
Holy smokes.
I was cursed.
That was awesome.
I feel like you guys didn't expect that.
No, not at all. I thought when they said trucking company, I thought, oh, yeah, you know, we deal in meth and, you know, the truck drivers are. Not that. That is
Did
amazing.
That catch you off guard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Both of us.
Did not expect that. No. Wow. Damn, pretty good for the little family show. That was beautiful.
You want that one more time?
Please.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, Blair. Hello. Blair Davis, Cardiff, California. You own the trucking business, it says here.
Own the trucking business in San Diego.
Good for you. And talk about your family.
I've been trapped in a loveless marriage for the last 12 years to an old battle axe named Kim. She cursed my life with three stepchildren named Star, RJ, and Ryan, and I have one rotten grandson.
Oh my God. Those stepkids must hate him, and there must be mutual hate in that whole thing.
I've been cursed with three stepchildren. I'm the old battle axe and one rotten stepchild.
By the way, the guy's bald with a big white beard.
Of course he is. It's Santa Claus.
Skinny Santa Claus.
You're saying he was no great catch either.
No, not exactly.
Yeah, but he got the last laugh.
Somebody's picking up the bills for it, though, so shut up.
I hope he won.
What else you got, Woody?
All right, we go to the UFC for this next one here, and here's some interesting training methods from Khabib Nurmagomedov as he has been seen, and there's video of this, of him swimming in a freezing cold river against the current in Dagestan, Russia.
Probably healthy.
Looks like a scene out of Rocky IV here.
That's it.
He's literally swimming, you know, against the water in this thing, and he says freezing cold. That's how he trains.
Blood flow?
I don't know.
I don't get that. Dye?
Yeah. Like who wants to get in that water,
man?
Does that really do that much more for you? Swimming in that cold of water?
I know sitting in those ice tubs was unbelievable.
Yeah,
but I don't get that.
After working
one thing to be in an ice tub and
swimming against the current.
Of these MMA guys said it makes him feel comfortable in uncomfortable situations. I guess you have those in UFC. I don't know.
I mean,
whatever it takes, man.
Maybe a different breed of person.
We're talking about it. Maybe. Yeah. Who knows? What else you got?
All right, guys. Alabama and Tennessee are going to go this weekend here, and Tennessee is a 34.5-point underdog.
Oh, God.
This game could get very ugly. Well, Jeremy Pruitt, who's the Vols coach, had a kind of a joking reply here when he was asked about his game plan for this week. He said there's a high school team in Arkansas that does an onside kick for every kickoff and never punts. If we could do that and never give Alabama the football this week, that would be a great game plan.
I think they should try it. What's the worst that could happen? You're going to get beat by 50 anyway.
You do an onside kick, and that's going to be the quickest 7 points going the other way you've ever seen on a short field.
Tua's stats are going to be like 11 for 11, seven touchdowns. Judy will have
four.
Oh,
let me tell you, you guys all be screaming how much you love Tua after playing Tennessee.
Right.
Even with one guy suspended.
Whatever happened to Tennessee, man? They had the street agent. They were great back in the day. The guy wanted to kick our ass.
How did that thing go?
I don't know.
They had a roll in there.
Lane Kiffin was there for, wasn't he there for like an
hour? A cup of coffee?
Yeah.
I know it's early in the week, but do you have a pick on that game with that 34.5-point spread, which probably will go up?
Yeah, pain.
Way
pain.
Over.
Can I say pain? Alabama's going to win by 50.
Correct.
Especially if they even try onside kicks at Alabama. Nick will get pissed off.
They better hurry before he pulls out the starters in the fourth quarter.
I don't know. The backups are pretty good also. Tennessee is just terrible.
That's two Rocky references, by the way, in this segment. If you get one more, that's the hat trick.
I'm trying.
All right.
Thunderlips?
You guys remember Tom Brady listed his house for sale?
Yeah.
And there was a whole thing about, who was it, Ben said he might be leaving. Ben Bowen was like, oh, he might be leaving because he listed his house. Back for $39.5 million, a 5-bedroom, 7-bathroom New England area house. Brady had to take a cut on this thing, guys. He cut it $5.6 million from the original asking price because the house is having a little trouble selling.
Yeah. Wow. He may have to come down.
Has a rec room, a gym, a wine room, a spa, and an outdoor organic urban vegetable garden.
Wow. Look at that. It's right
up
your alley,
Joe. You can grow your own
stuff
there.
Yeah, no, I get it, but it's...
Grow your basil.
So it's not on the ocean, right? I mean, it's...
No.
That's a problem. Because people are going to spend that kind of stupid money.
They
want a bad pad on the ocean, right?
You got an herb garden.
But it's Brady's house.
And it's Brady's house.
Yeah.
Leave a ring.
Brady and Giselle live there. That's cool.
We throw a ring in. He's got six.
I think you do leave some of that stuff. See if that helps.
MVP trophy.
No. Sign the walls.
He's not giving up. He's not giving up Super Bowl jerseys. trophies or
Someone
rings.
Someone already got one, right? Didn't they steal one once? One of his jerseys?
Yeah, he got that back. Oh. Yeah, he got that back. Yeah, it was a $500,000 jersey.
I know. Game if I had worn, a man cave, I would jersey. Just say, listen, I'll buy the house. This is going to be my man cave room. I want you to sign the wall. I think Hollywood's right.
Maybe that'll happen.
Yeah. Sign the wall.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
One more story here, guys, before we get to the giveaway.
Ooh.
And there's a controversy at Staples Center. They have all the banners. You've seen all the Lakers banners that hang, basically would be behind the basket, right? You've seen all those banners, yep. The players that have been retired and the championships, all the championships that the Lakers have won. Well, to the right of those banners, and I showed you guys the picture of this, there is a massive Taylor Swift banner honoring the fact that she sold out six.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
16 straight shows at Staples Center. The Taylor Swift banner is bigger than all the other banners even stacked up together. The thing is absolutely massive. Well, the LA Kings fans have had enough, and they want it covered up during Kings home games because they haven't won a playoff series since the thing went up and they think it's cursed.
Holy
interestingly
smokes.
Enough, Kobe Bryant
yeah.
had a lot to do in getting this banner put up there. And, you know, it also got me thinking of unusual banners that hang in buildings. I know the Heat have the Michael Jordan banner.
And we have Marino, too. Don't we have still Marino up
yeah.
there? Yeah.
I love the Heat have a couple
guys.
Of unusual banners hanging up in their building, but none worse than this Taylor Swift one. It is absolutely massive. It's already covered up during every other team's games that play there except for the Lakers who keep it
I'm
displayed.
Guessing the hockey team's going to win on this one.
Yeah, I think so, too.
They did.
You money. Yeah. That thing needs to come down.
Right. It's going to be covered. I mean, it's kind of like the Billy Joel banner they have hanging at MSG, except
that's
Billy
weird.
Joel doesn't suck like Taylor Swift.
Oof, God.
Why would you say that?
Jeez.
Bro? Honestly.
Way down that segment.
Well, I mean, she's really popular, right? Maybe not with you and your six or seven buddies, but she's pretty popular.
She made a lot of money.
So are you a fan? I mean, you're defending
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I like her.
Can you sing one of her songs, Joe?
Joe's definitely got that on Spotify. Oh, keep going. No, I almost stopped him. Go.
I do know a couple songs.
Let me hear a little bit.
Man, I got daughters, okay, Jerky? I got daughters.
Give me one line.
We got to jump in 8 o'clock hour. We don't want to take away.
Here you go, Joe.
He's dancing. I'm not even laughing.
You know what they say? This is one of the songs that she got dumped by one of those guys.
Yeah, you don't want to get into
all of her songs are about that.
Yeah.
You going to
say? That's what people say. I go on too many dates. But I can't make them stay.
All right. There it is.
Yay.
Thank God we're in a room by ourselves and no one can see us.
Go ahead and rip her, Hollywood. I
really think we should do the giveaway.
Yeah, please.
Go ahead, man.
All right, caller 5 right now. We're going to give you a $50 gift card courtesy of Shuckers Waterfront Bar and Grill in North Bay Village with great food and drink specials and the best waterfront views in Miami. We're also going to be doing the post-game show live there on Saturday right after the Canes and Georgia Tech game. Myself and Rashad Butler will be there.
All right. Good stuff.
So caller 5 right now, 305-567-056. He will get you hooked up.
All right, Tony Pauline.
Shake it off.
NFL draft analyst at Pro Football. You know we got to start having all our guys on. Everybody likes a good ranking on the quarterbacks and other positions. Our guy Tony Pauline will join us in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk about it. Listen, man, we're going to be talking about that draft. Even though it's months away, this earliest we've ever
Doesn't
done
matter.
This. But this is where we are, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.